Morning. This is the Port Orlebo Drainage District Board of Commissioners meeting number 0341, Thursday, September 11th, 2025. It is 10 a.m. And I would like to call the order, the meeting to order. So we are now in order, but I'd like to do a roll call. Then we'll start with you, Ron.
Ron Mountain, Commissioner Ron position.
You can identify yourself today, Stacy, if you'd like.
Stacy Clear, District Engineer.
Lee Christensen, District Coordinator.
Nadine Cole, Commissioner District 2.
Mike Nielsen, Commissioner 3. So we're all here. We have a quorum. Is there any Commissioner Communications? No?
Only, I'm sorry.
Yeah, please do.
I did follow up with that lady on what was the street? Cascade.
Yeah.
It had an issue with the wanting to put up a gate. And I contacted her and let her know that the board discussed it, that the commissioner that kind of oversees the public works part of our district wasn't here, but we talked about it, and there wasn't really anything that we thought we could do to help her with that. It was a more of a domestic issue, a legal issue. So I just wanted to follow up with the board to let her know that I did contact her and let her know we talked about it, and that I also talked to Russ and mentioned to him that she wanted to know if there was Russ, what our maintenance
yard dogs. Our yard dogs, Dan.
Okay. Yeah. Lacey, is that his last name? Or Lawson?
Lowry.
Yeah. Russ Lowry, our maintenance supervisor. He said that, you know, there wasn't really anything he could do, and that so I think the problem is resolved.
Thank you. What he was talking about between Olympic and Cascade, some kids were throwing, was it balls into the lady's yard?
Yeah, they had
over our easement that's through that area, and she wanted to put up a gate and a fence and. Or have us do it, I guess.
No, she was going to pay for everything.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, give us a key to the gate or us. But, yeah, evidently it's been an ongoing issue with the neighbors, not very amenable to anything. Told her to go fly a kite, that they're going to continue to hit balls over into her property. Yeah, you know, instead of getting a batting cage, or like most people would, if you have boys that you're trying to teach how to hit a ball, they hit them over into her property. She finds them all over, and when they mow the lawn, they cut them, and didn't mean to, but so there's all these softballs over into her garden, her house, and her yard. So he told her that. He knew the sheriff and he knew the mayor, and there's nothing you could do. And so she's pretty frustrated, but they're only here a few months out of the year. They live in Vegas. They're permanent property. I think they're leaving October 16th, something.
Great. Thanks, Ron.
Yep.
Ron, do you have anything?
I don't.
Okay. I was at a meeting the other day, and I was told that the area where Port Ludlow Associates office is, was what I was talking about, that plat map or plot map up there, they were abandoning the corporate offices to move elsewhere, as well as the trailer park, and that they were going to build some development in their homes. And that's on the far end of our drainage district. And according to our map, most of that property is not in our drainage district. But if you look at their assessment, it shows that they are in the PLDD. So I did a little research on it, looked at it, and I don't know what the story is. It shows 26 acres on this one, and then on the other plat map, which shows 34 acres. So I don't know what it is. So I sent an e email to Cliff O'Brien, who is their development manager, and I hadn't heard back from him. I just sent it off this morning. But knowing that property, it's zoned park and I think commercial. So I don't know how they would be able to develop it with residential unless they were to get that permitted. And that would have to go through, I assume, the planning commission to change the zoning of it.
Right.
So we'll see what happens then.
And approved by the county commissioners.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll let you know what's going on. It could be just rumor, because there's always rumors going on. PLA has sold off all of their property in the South Bay, that Olympic Terrace 2/B development, to Richmond Homes. So they're not building homes anymore. And speaking with Cliff O'Brien sometime back, he told me that he's encouraging PLA to only develop property by putting in the infrastructure, the sewage, the water, the roads, lighting, drainage, whatever that is, and then sell off the properties to development companies. So I'll see what happens out of that. But anyway, if they were to develop that, this is pretty large acreage that could impact our process as we go through. And what I don't really would like, I don't want to see happen is what we did with where the Bay Village is, where all the, I think there's 52 homes in there. The drainage district co-opted their drainage system to where we're responsible for maintaining the drain grates in there. And then, in my view, I don't think we should be doing that. It should have been the homeowners association that's completely responsible, because they built that infrastructure and it drains out into the bay. And if that were to happen over here, I would not like to see us get in that same situation. So I just want to have you gentlemen be aware of it, what's going on. Okay. Other than that, I don't have any other communication. Was there any public comment? Anybody up there?
No, I'm the only person here.
Okay. There was a recommendation to amend the agenda on 6C.
See?
6C.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that language in there should be Port Ludlow, not Port Ludlow Associates, but Ludlow Maintenance Commission. That's the LMC.
Okay.
Lee, you're relatively new to this area. Do you know the difference between Ludlow Maintenance Commission and Port Ludlow Associates?
Obviously not.
Okay. Port Ludlow Associates, PLA, owns the marina, the hotel, the golf course, the little mall, and some other varying properties in the North and South Bay. And they had a development agreement with the county to develop Port Ludlow. That I believe has just been not renewed, so they're pretty much on their own. Ludlow Maintenance Commission is primarily our drainage district, with the addition of some condominium and home areas. Ludlow Maintenance Commission owns this property, the property up here, what's it called, the bridge deck. And so the swimming pool and stuff like that, tennis courts. They own Kahady Park, which is up off of Pioneer. And they also own all of the green belt, 120 acres of green belt. So that's the difference between the two.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So we're renting from Ludlow Maintenance Commission, LMC, not PLA.
Okay.
Yeah. It's PLA. I don't even know if they have it in Florida, but Ludlow Maintenance Commission has the e-navigator, which is a monthly publication from the
I
general manager.
think that's what I was referencing.
Yeah.
That.
Okay. Okay, so there's no public comment. The consent agenda, items 5A and B listed below on the current consent agenda have been distributed to the commissioners in advance for the study and will be enacted by one motion. If separate discussions is desired on an item, that item may be removed from the consent agenda and placed on the regular agenda at a specific time at the request of the commissioners. So what I'd like to do is get an approval motion to accept the consent agenda.
I so move.
We have a motion to accept. We have a second.
I'll second.
A second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? I do want to talk about 5B. It's not a motion or anything, but Lee, we were signing reimbursement sheets in the past, and I've been sending you stuff and haven't signed anything recently. It's critical if it's on that sheet, Mr. Speaker, we need to have that and need you to sign. And in my case, it would be the vice chair that would sign that, or another commissioner along with myself. So let's make sure that we get those in the future.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay, old business, election updates, Commissioner Cole.
Well, I think that we need to track everything leading up to, including the election, but I'd like to ask Lee, our administrator, to put together a timeline of all critical dates leading up to and including
That's on our website.
Yeah. Okay.
So
it's on that first page of the website. Also, was it not in the minutes of the last meeting?
Could have been the last meeting, yeah. Let me get to the website.
Did it include the 3 days to withdraw?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm thinking if only one person files, there's a possibility that that person might withdraw their name. And avoid costing a lot of money for the election.
So you're saying if there's somebody that's put in,
say only one person files,
yeah,
that there's a 3-day period in which they can withdraw their name, which last time when I was up for election, the one would-be candidate did withdraw his name, I'm thinking that 3-day period could, there's a possibility if the candidate, like for Ron ended up being on the board, ended up being appointed. So, and the commissioners, county commissioners, kind of rely on us to recommend someone. So I don't know. I'm just thinking that we could talk further about that. To avoid $14,000 or whatever. But I think if those are already on there, including the 3-day withdrawal period, so that's fine. I don't have anything further. Do you have anything on it?
Well, in my opinion, a lot of the stuff is cart before the horse. So we still need to get the voter rolls together, the taxpayer and ratepayer information together. Give that to the elections office.
So that's in there?
You got to do that. That's by November 1st.
Okay.
So I'm working on it. And send out a designation letter, which...
just so we don't forget anything.
Oh, I know. No, I go to bed every night. this was the designation letter that went out last year. And that's the one that will involve printing and envelopes and postage.
Is that just one sheet?
Mm-hmm.
We just got this in the mail from the village council here.
Oh.
And on both sides, it has information on it. And I'm wondering if we could take that information.
Put it on the postcard?
You're kind of like in charge of this thing. So
yeah.
If we could take that information and put it on a postcard and mail it out instead of printing a whole sheet of paper, stuffing envelopes, putting that cost of postage on there as opposed to putting something like this
that's
up, which
nice.
Is less bold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to bequeath this to you, Commissioner Cole.
Okay.
I'm also going to give you this, which Mr. Cole. Well, that's all the stuff on elections from the RCWs or special districts. And
yeah, I think I'm friends
you and Miss
Lee.
Okay, Miss Lee, we need to get together and make sure that all this stuff is done.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's fine.
Once the budget is pretty much ready to go. Stacy's done a great job. I worked closely with her on getting all that together. Leah's put some of that stuff on the website and we've gotten it out to you fellows. So the community has it available to them. You guys have it available to them. And we'll have a big discussion on that at next month's meeting. We're going to have a public hearing, which will let the public comment on it. We'll close that public meeting and then go forward. Once that's all done, I would encourage you and Lee, as Lee's been working on it now, to get this stuff, and the emphasis should be on that elections as opposed to the budget, because between myself and Stacy and this group here, we can get that done. So I think the priority now is the elections and making sure we get that information out. We did put some information on the first page on our website about the elections. Once the budget's completed, we'll put a notice on there that the budget's done. You can get it at XYZ. But that entire page should, in my view, should be about the elections and the processes that's going on. But it has the information on there right now. I think it's critical that we get that done.
You're going to give a report on the budget.
Yeah, I'll do that.
We have two costs. There are two expenses.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it.
Yeah,
then. 13,000 and then 14,000.
Yeah. So we'll see what we can get on that. So anyway, elections I think is our critical focus right now.
Right. The budget and the election.
Yeah.
So this will involve some printing costs. I mean, we can't always.
Right, but so will a letter and an envelope or a postage on that.
We were going to do some of those in-house. But yeah, this is fine. And I know they have the bulk permit. But I see you have a voter ID number. And I'm trying to think.
But don't go by that, because that's something.
Right.
Maybe something completely different. The village council has a mailing list for everybody in Fort Ludlow. The master plan resort, and that's what that is. That may be their own special ID number. It could be the county number. I don't know where they get that.
But I think overall the postage card will be cheaper via postage than the letter, because you probably have to send the letter first class in case, you know, you want to return. If so, I'm not sure, but I think postcard may be cheaper.
Could be. I'm just concerned where, you know, you have your voter ID here. What will that look like on here? Will it be the parcel number? But
what do you use on the letter?
What do we use on the letter? I don't think it said anything.
Just their address at the time?
It was generic, and then it got stuffed into an envelope with
So you could send it to a postcard out.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys get to decide.
Okay.
Whatever you come up with.
And FYI, Quinn at the elections office has moved on.
Do you know that?
Yeah. So has Brenda replaced her yet?
I looked on their website and I didn't see anything. I did see that they had published the opening.
And we didn't enter into that agreement yet, did we?
She wanted some additional information, which I gave her, which is like, we're going to do just like that last year. And then she was going to do the, not the PLA, the interlocal, and wanted to get it done before she was gone at the end of the month. And now she's gone. And there it is.
So. Commissioner Cole, would it be best if you and Lee sat down for an hour and went over all of this stuff, ASAP, and just kind of get it all coordinated? Lee gave me a presentation when we were looking at the webpage here, but I think she's got a lot more detailed information and go from that point. And as I advised there, if we have the elections here, I'd be happy to be one of the people taking in that stuff. So
Yeah, that's and what did I say, 1,200 property owners?
About 1,200, I think 1,206,
Something
1,204,
like
something
that.
like that.
Yeah.
And she's got all the sheets and everything on that. She just said, I just want to make sure that you guys, I'm here to support you,
Yeah.
that whatever you need to get to the county, that communication gets done. And with Quinn gone, that could cause a lumbar bruise, and I don't want that to happen very often.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Anything
Okay.
else for that?
No.
Perfect. All right, next thing on here is the web updates on the maps. And Commissioner Mountain, I know you've been gone. I don't know when you got back. Do you still need to get that followed up, or have you
I
done
do.
your?
I know, Stacy and I tried to connect, but with my family
Understand.
issues, I just haven't. So that's still, I'm still trying to figure this out. So I can just get with Stacy offline. We can figure that out. And,
Okay, and
but I
now
know that, we did agree upon, the recommendations that she had for the website update.
yeah,
So
and we went over that last meeting.
okay, good. So I'm totally fine with that. We just need to.
Okay, what we pretty much determined that we would hold off on any of that update unless it was critical until after we got the budget and the elections
That's
completed.
fine. That's fine.
Okay.
No, yes.
And Seawing set me up with a draft page so I can make all the changes but not be live. So I can.
You might want to give that over to Mr. Mountain and see what we can come up with. Okay.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you. And then we have operations review. That again is the same process. So we'll just let that hold it from that point. And Lee, do you want to show us what you would recommend or we recommended to do with that? Put the map on the page to change the
Yeah.
difference. So this is the about page, and this is the draft of
The
what it would look
draft.
like. That nomenclature might change a little bit, but the district maps is what she was looking at.
And I think, and then I added the Resolute thing over here, which I thought was really kind of cool how they did that.
Yes.
So you just wanted one of the maps here that linked to, I included the aerial maps because I thought they were cool, but you were saying that just one, the zoning map was the one.
Well, as I had said, it's not my choice. That's just my recommendation. So I think whatever you might want to let send a copy of this over to Commissioner Mountain and Stacy and let them look at it and see what they can do to manage that whole page and what maps they would recommend. Instead of putting a bunch of maps of our drainage district, I had suggested that map right there, Kingdom M,
That
which has the entire district and all of the drainage sites on there. And then it would link over to the, I can't remember what's the name of it, but it goes to each one of those
yeah.
sections where the easements are in the county information files. So,
This guy over here.
yeah, that little area,
Area inventory.
the area inventory. So basically, the map on the left with the inventory like this on the right. That's what I had suggested. But you can come up with anything you want on it. And I would go through that district inventory line by line to see if they match up to everything on that map to make sure the numbers are correct, as well as the site locations. And I think they're pretty spot on. And thanks to Gary Rickmeyer for getting that area inventory together. And then the button below where it says, yeah, it's right there. So that's it there. So anyway, whatever you want to do on that and make a recommendation.
I've got to
Yeah.
figure out how to get them a copy. I might just have to copy and paste it because this is inside WordPress.
Okay.
So, but I'll
Sure. Thank you.
figure it out. Promise. Somehow.
All right.
So you'll come up with some sort of a priority of what drainage systems you're gonna review, starting with this one, what you think in your opinion, Stacy's opinion is probably one you should inspect Yes, earlier than later, based on, I guess, the
Yeah.
whole system.
I think if you look at that inventory list or whatever it is, there was another list that Gary had adapted to that that had identified when each one of those sections should be looked at once a year, every 6 months, every quarter, when also the maintenance person was supposed to go in there and work on it. And that's kind of what you're referring to.
Yeah, probably rather than say look at some drainage systems that are not critical to the whole drainage district, the ones that are that one is, and what's that street you live on?
I live on Montgomery, but are you talking?
Montgomery. That's a quite a system. I mean, and that's a lot of water. And
Because that comes from all the way up above,
yeah.
across the main highway,
Yeah,
all the way road, and all the way down there.
so probably those first and then the smaller ones later.
Mr. Corey, anything else with that?
I do not.
Thank you. The next thing is the budget. We would send that out to everybody. It was also available for you to look at on the website. And so, Commissioner Cole, you had a question about.
About the I was looking at the electric, a couple of questions I had. One about yard dogs maintenance, and then there was a temporary, what was
The
it called,
temporary
temporary
labor.
labor of 1,000. Is that for Tony, his assistant, or?
We have had that in there since I've been doing this budget, and what that was for, in the event that they had some kind of a project where they had to bring in extra help. And I believe we had used part of that funding this year. They went over to the fire department and had to do all that re-engineering where that drainage came out. So I think that some of that additional cost was from that for a special project. It, in the past, it really hasn't been used, and it's just there as a reserve
There
type
was
of thing.
nothing in January, and it only ran over to September, and this
Yeah,
so it only.
that's how we had budgeted for it, because we didn't go up. It's a good question. I'm glad you asked that question, because there's 1, 2, 3, 4 items on here that total about to $25,000. That in the past we have not really used a significant portion of that funding. So if we were to pull that 24,000 off of there, 25,000, that could get our actual working budget to around $99,000, which we've been shooting for. So realistically, I did an analysis, and we, on the average of every year, we've had about anywhere from $80,000 to $120,000 of expenses. So in 2020, it was 80, 2021, it was 119, 2022, it was 64, 23, it was 77, 2024, it was 87. There's a of a project, and then this year we're probably going to fit somewhere around between 90 and 96,000 total expenses. So what I had originally set up was to take a look at that budget over a 5-year period and pare it down to where it's more actual and more accurate than what was being put in there. Because if you look at these annual budget, it always exceeds what we really have spent.
Yeah.
So this is just a budget to work off of. And so we're gonna, I'd like to this year go in there and hone it down a little bit more so that we can get it to run around 100,000 annually, or between 90 and 100,000. So that was the focus on that.
And these highlighted areas, is there a purpose for that? I'm
Yeah,
sure.
the highlighted areas were changes in expense and things to look at. So you looked at the one for the temporary labor, and then with the LMC room and storage, I highlighted that. Talked with Brian Belmont, and he doesn't have any reason to increase the fees to us for our room rented rent here and our rental for our office storage. I can't speak to the post office.
Yeah, or the new management. They've hired a new manager.
Whatever they're going to do.
Yeah.
So that might change that effect. And then Zoom and Adobe supplies, are those accurate legal being the
And then Microsoft Office is in there too. I think I said
Yeah.
that to you.
Oh, when does that go into effect?
This year.
Then what and what month?
Think November.
And what's the amount? Oh, is that the $300? Oh no, that's a Zoom.
Zoom.
So we might want to add to that. So if you would look at those three bills from last year and let us know what that amount is.
Yes, I already figured that out. Oh, here we go. Microsoft was 130 a year, Zoom is 160 a year, and Adobe is 240 a year.
Oh, okay. So I think you and I talked about
Yeah.
that's why we put 300
Right.
for each one of those, just in case there's any increases this year.
Yeah, so Adobe comes due like next week, and then we'll have to give somebody's
Okay.
credit card for that.
Okay. So that's why we have those two fees there like that. Okay. The rest of the time is just pittance of $25 for something.
Yeah,
Okay. So
definitely.
that's what that is. Then the insurance, they're talking in that letter they sent us between a 2 and 11%. But at the end of the letter, they thought that they were going to be able to reduce our insurance for this coming year by a couple hundred dollars. So I don't know that we were in under budget this year for what we budgeted for also. So that's the other point that I want to look at. So that's why I did that. Website maintenance, I talked or communicated with Jason. He said there would probably be no increase. He doesn't see one this year, so it would stay relatively the same. And then further down, where we have elections at that 12,600, that would be the mailing cost of our ballots or running our elections and printing ballots. But if we don't have the elections, then of course we're not going to spend that kind of money. We'll just have some mailing that would go out to let everybody know what's going on. It's an advertisement in the newspaper that we would have to pay for that the county is going to do. Ms. Cole, in that sheet of paper I gave you over there to your right, it talks about what the county's responsible to do, that we're responsible to pay for it, and the latter sections of those are CWs. So that's why I looked at it that way. State auditors, I don't see a change in that at all. And then, I didn't get anything yet from our accounting services, whether the fee's going to go up or not. It didn't last year, so we were in pretty stable condition. But anyway, if you take most of those, the $8,400 on the temporary labor, the $5,000 on the, I rounded it up. Oh, on unanticipated engineering costs, which we haven't really been spending any money for that. $10,000 out of the elections and $1,500 from the. What did I get there? Oh, the.
Jefferson County Commissioners.
Okay.
Who was that?
The $1,500 out of accounting
I
clerk,
wonder
or
who
pardon me,
that's.
This is Jim.
Hey, Mr.
Jim, here.
Chairman, I'm going to pick up Rossi at
Who?
your office here.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, morning. Court just forwarded your statement to me
Okay.
via email. I just got done reviewing it. Thank you for sending that over to the court.
Okay, I wasn't sure where to take it, so I started with them.
Those need
So.
in the middle. Yeah, thanks.
Perfect.
I like eavesdropping.
So Jim came on to this meeting.
He's
Yeah,
here.
I wanted this one or the next one.
I
Yeah.
thought he was going to be here for the
You
next
said
one.
either this one or next one, so I put him on this one
Well,
because.
we'll let him speak here in a minute. I'm going to study. So
Okay.
anyway, that's about 24,000. It's in. So we look at the budget more, and thank you for looking at that on the detailed side of that, Commissioner Gold. And we'll have a pretty detailed analysis at our next meeting. I'll
Okay.
report we have that public hearing, and then After that, in our regular meeting, we'll talk a little more about it, and then we'll make the final decision and vote in November. Okay.
Good.
Jim's gone, right?
Let's see. Let's unmute. See if he's still on the phone to somebody. Well, I guess
he has to do it. He has to do it. Looks like he can fit the ask for doing it.
He's going to talk to us about the assessment system.
Yeah.
And I looked on the website and I didn't see him in the staff directory.
He's retired.
Oh.
That's been for 7 years.
Okay. Now we know.
Okay. So anyway. So can you click on his name to unmute him to see if he's still in?
It says ask to unmute. So you can now
send on. What happens if you click on that ask to unmute?
I am.
Oh, it's not working?
Yeah.
He's stepped out of the room probably.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll just move on here real quick.
I can put him in the main room. You can now send nonverbal feedback and reaction one to them.
Yeah, one more thing on the agenda before you're technically supposed to get to him anyway.
Thank you. So the next thing on the agenda is the resolution 2025 commissioner compensation. Commissioner Cole, at our last meeting, we would address that, and what you were seemed to be concerned that we'll get that taken care of. Katie Smith had sent something out, and so I followed up with our attorney. So something to the effect that we need to take action to establish what that new rate will be. If there is uncertainty, perhaps the district can contact Cheryl Grant. Well, I tried to get a hold of Cheryl Grant, and I got turfed to somebody else from the MRSC, and they were the ones that were pretty optimistic about it, but they gave us what I didn't feel comfortable with that information. So our attorney,
Andrew,
indicated that we certainly could enact the, here it goes. He goes, the good news is the board can adopt the resolution 2501 at any time to raise commissioners' compensation. There is no requirement that the commission must wait until the next increase from the Office of Financial Management. Bad news is that if the raise is approved, it will not apply to commissioners for the remainder of their current term. The raise would only apply to commissioners starting a new term. In other words, elected commissioners in the midst of a term may not receive a compensation increase until such time as they are re-elected. So if we were to do that, Andrew wants to make sure that we will put language in that ordinance or resolution to make sure that it states anytime a new fee would come into place, immediately the commissioners rate will go to the new rate.
But just that newly elected one.
Newly elected, yeah. So,
or appointed.
It doesn't say that. My understanding is...
I think it says in here, Mr. Chairman, that the appointed commissioner would receive what the elected official would have. It's the same per diem.
So let's say in Long's case, he would get the increase because he was
appointed. Well, let's say Ron decides not to run again, so it's an open seat, and that may not be a good example. Let's say that.
Well, you're saying the new commissioner who's either appointed.
He gets the same. He doesn't have to stand for re-election if he's appointed. Let's say for
yeah,
what?
I understand.
Yeah.
Let me look into that. Lee, if you would send that last resolution back to me, send it out to all three of us.
I think I did.
Yeah.
When did you do that?
Just the other day.
My bad. I didn't see
it. Yeah, I have all these.
Was it in the...
It was in the packet.
Oh, okay.
Never well, mind. It was in the email that had the packets, but...
Okay.
Let me look. Sent.
All All right. Nevertheless, let's not worry about it now.
Yeah, I have the resolution.
Let's review that and make sure that that appropriate language is in there. And then at the next meeting, we'll make it final. Is okay. That okay with everybody?
Yeah.
Cool. So then what you're saying is an example, Ron was elected.
Right.
Or appointed.
I was appointed.
So you were not elected.
Yeah.
If he was appointed at that time, he was only eligible for what we're making now. Is that correct? So if he gets reelected, if he runs and gets reelected, then he would get the new from the 128 to the 160.
Correct. But if nobody files and he decides not to run.
Oh, and he's a,
and we appoint someone, that person who was appointed
would get that new rate.
Instead of have that person wait till re-elect, getting elected.
Would get that new rate.
Would get that new rate.
Okay. I understand. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Is Jim there?
He's here, but he's not in front of his computer workstation there. Okay. And we've asked him to unmute, and he has not responded.
Okay. Well, then while we're waiting for that, I'll go over the financials.
Just one more thing, Mr. Chairman, about whereas the Office of Financial Management recently adjusted the per diem maximum amount from $114, and then it shows in parentheses $128. So that should be
It should be $128 is the new number, and then the brand new number is, I think, $161.
Correct. But isn't it $116?
No.
161.
No, I mean,
yes, there it is now.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the current, it's currently 116.
There again, muted. It's currently 128, and it'll go to 161. I think you get the 116 because they take the tax.
Okay.
So thank you for that.
All right. We have Jim up here now, okay. So let's bring him in. Jim, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, this is Jim Peterson formerly from Jefferson County Public Works, who was instrumental in putting the assessment system together with Brian Osborne. And so Jim has volunteered to come and talk to us about how that process worked, because we are all ignorant of it and we're not around at that time. So, Jim, you have the floor. If you want to introduce yourself, give us a little background, and tell us what happened.
Hi, I'm Jim Pearson, and I'm retired from Jefferson County Public Works Department. And I was working there in, when was it, 1995, when the district was first set up, somewhere back there. The way the RCW is set up, so Jefferson County did not put together the assessment system. As far as I understand, the original folks who petitioned Jefferson County to set up the district also worked with Gray and Osborne, and Gray and Osborne put the system together, put the initial system together. And somehow or another, that was done. I think it was probably done on the part of Gray and Osborne, because they knew if the district got set up, then they would have a new client. So I think they were betting on the fact that the district would be set up and then they could get paid in the future. So the important thing to remember is that the system, it actually comes from you. It comes from the drainage district. It goes to first to the county engineer to review, and then it goes to the county commissioners for a public hearing. And the point of that, I think, is to make sure that the assessment system doesn't unfairly favor or disadvantage one group of property owners over another. What I do recall is when the first system came in, it was very, very similar to what you have now. It was based on square footage of the lot, impervious surface. There was one small group of property owners that were somehow or another minorly disadvantaged by the way it was set up because they had some peculiar situation. And that came out at the county commissioner's hearing. And as a result of that, the original assessment system was changed very minorly, but it has been in effect, as far as I understand. So it's been 25 years or more now. And basically it is based on the amount of impervious surface you have, the size of your lot, so how much water you are contributing to downstream drainage issues, and then also the benefit that you receive. If your property had been affected by runoff and now was not going to be because of the district putting in place remediation for problems. So that's the basic idea of it. I'm not, and I'd love to answer any question that you have. Let me say that I feel a bit of fondness for the district. It's local folks who saw a problem with drainage in Port Ludlow that came out of the original design of the development, which was pretty good for its time. There's a lot of open space, a lot of place for water to go to, but it was before there were any regulations about setting up formal stormwater management systems. And what happened was that there were problems that were occurring on private property, and they were at times related to runoff from the county road or runoff from private property going onto county roads. Folks down in Port Ludlow were trying to figure out how to deal with it, and they would go to the Public Works Department, talk to the county engineer, and his reply had to be, well, we can't work on these problems because they're off of the county right of way, can't spend public money. But he assured them, this was Gary Rowe at the time, assured folks in Port Ludlow that if they would set up a drainage district and be able to contribute on your side, that the county would be open to working with them. And I think that's been the partnership for, like I say, 25 or 30 years now. And like I say, it's a tribute to the folks in Port Ludlow to think this through and come up with the drainage district and to keep operating it over the years. I know you've solved a lot of the problems. It isn't as dramatic as it was in the past. I think you've got a great functioning system, as far as I understand. It's just basically a question more of maintenance. So it's not anything exciting, but like a lot of what local government does, it's essential for folks living in their neighborhood and having a good quality of life. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Does anyone have any questions?
I have a question, Jim, about, I'm just thinking, you said that the commissioners, the drainage commissioners, actually have to set up and approve of a taxing system. And then it's approved by the county commissioners, of course. But now that we have our system set up, let's say Chemicum starts a drainage district, mm-hmm. Can they come up with a different system of assessment or is that what the county commissioners have set up for Jefferson County? And so it doesn't matter what drainage district is authorized or set up, they have to use the same system that we use, or can they have a different system?
That's a good question. The county commissioners, their only job is to look at, it's kind of an antiquated thing, but they look at the system is proposed for how do you allocate $1,000 worth of assessment amongst all the parcels in the drainage district. And In your case, like I say, it was lot size, amount of impervious surface. I think there were distinctions between single family homes and condominiums. But the system itself is something that the drainage district decides on, and makes an application to the county for approval of it. In the case of the Port Ludlow or the Chimicum Drainage District, what I understand at this point is that they are looking at more of a elevation model, that properties that are lower down adjacent to the creek are more likely to be flooded. And so they would be assessed at a certain level. Properties that are higher up, less likely to be flooded, would be assessed at a different level. I don't know how that will work out. Personally, I think the problem with that is that a large parcel up high may not have any drain, may not have a drainage problem, but they may contribute to the drainage problem downstream. But that is up to the district to propose and the county commissioners to review. But there is no cookie cutter either in Jefferson County or statewide as to how the system should be developed.
I see.
I can add to that too, that I've worked with at least three different drainage districts within Snohomish County, and they all do it differently. One is strictly a dollar per acre. There's no impervious. There's another that, similar to what Jim is talking about, depends on where they are in the levee. Some people have half their property outside of the levee, won't be as protected. Some completely outside the levee, not protected. Some fully are protected. So there are three different zones that they go by. So it definitely runs the gamut of what works. I will say the simplest has been the nicest, because there's way less accounting of keeping track every year. Impervious surfaces always seems to be changing. Somebody goes and throws gravel in their driveway. Well, now you got to charge them. So it's quite a bit of upkeep the more complicated your system gets. So, but there is definitely, just within one county, three different methods that people have been
using. So would one conclude that we could, the commissioners could, if we wanted, not that we do, but we could change the way we assess properties? We would be within our legal right to do that and submit that to the county for review and approval. Is that correct, Jim?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And the county by RCW is supposed to check your assessment every 4 years. They audit it. And Snohomish County didn't do that for years. And then I think we mistakenly pointed it out and they really hated it, but they have been doing it pretty religiously now. And so that's a great time. They literally, we go through that process. The county engineer has to write their report to say, this is it. It's a great time to go change a method if you wanted to, or tweak it. They have come to us and said, let's tweak this here and there. So they do it, goes to council. So again, kind of has to have the blessing of the engineer. Then once the engineer looks at it, then it goes to council and the county.
Yeah, that's similar to what we just went through, where the county engineer reviewed our plan, made some recommended adjustments, not on how we collected, but the ratio, because there's more properties, because there were more homes developed into it.
Mm-hmm.
So that had changed in whether we have zone 0 through 5 or something like that. So there was more added to one of the zones, more homes. So it changed the ratio factor for all the other homes in that zone. So, but that's what they reviewed, but it's still the same basic format that we have for this. So,
have we ever looked at that? Square foot, what was it you said?
Just simply the square footage of your, how many acres essentially your square footage your lot is.
That's basically what we do. But there's a caveat in there. It's square footage, but it's also based upon any residential lot. It's based upon 3,000 of the square feet of the impervious surface, and the rest of the lot is pervious. So that's how that changes for that. So if you build a house on a lot, that will change that. because it adds 3,000 of impervious surface to it.
I see. Last year, Jim, we had a young man from Public Works come and talk to us that he has now been, I'm wondering, is he the one now that does the actual calculations? Or there was a young man from Public Works that came and said he'd just been appointed to do the job that someone had for years.
Yeah, he put that.
Well, I did it for years. And even after I retired, it's kind of obscure little niche kind of thing that engineers don't really want to do. And so I did it for years. And then after I retired, they would bring me back every 4 years to, because unlike Snohomish County, apparently, Jefferson County has been pretty good about reviewing your assessment system every 4 years. And there's a whole public notice that needs to go on, and it needs to be done by a certain date so that you can have it by in time for your budget in September. And so it's good to hear somebody else picked up the ball.
Yeah, he said, bear with me. I'm new. I'm learning as I go. And he said, I have a lot to learn. I forget his name, but
it should be our man.
Yeah, he's from Public Works that had just been, given that responsibility. I don't know that he asked for it, but.
Well, when I left, I made sure there was a folder with the timelines and examples of all the public notices that needed to happen, because it's pretty obscure. It's an old RCW.
Yeah, so that's we did it, and it's worked out pretty well.
Well, as long as we're on the subject and you're here, is there anything you would recommend to the board that we might improve, or any changes we might make that would make it more simplified or more efficient? Is there any advice that you have?
Well, you know what, the one thing I would say is I'm really pleased to, I've had you on, and I've been doing other things, but I've been listening to your discussion, and I'm really pleased to hear how engaged you all are. You seem knowledgeable. You're committed to it. A few years ago, like as I said earlier, a lot of the problems had been dealt with, and there was a certain amount of, well, do we really need this, and who's going to spend the time to be on the Board of Commissioners? And so I guess my comment would be thumbs up to you all for dealing with this. It's something that's important to your community. And you're taking the time, and it sounds like you're in good hands. I'd like to ask is the woman who was just speaking, are you from Gray and Osborne?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Stacy, yeah.
Hi, because I dealt with
Nancy
there was Barry, and then Nancy,
Barry, yeah.
Nancy, yeah, Barry, Nancy Lockett for many years, and. Yeah. Always enjoyed working with them.
Good. Yes, I've worked with both of them for a long time. Nancy still comes to the office randomly a few hours a month.
Well, if you see her, tell her Jim Pearson from Jefferson County said hi.
I definitely will.
Well, thank you for your comments. They're much appreciated.
Ron, do you have anything?
I don't. Okay.
Well, Jim, I appreciate you spending your 15 minutes of information with us, as well as watching the first part of our meeting. And thank you for those nice compliments. And we'll continue to try to do our best. But I have your phone number. So in the future, if I need anything of your valuable information, we'll give you a jingle.
All right. Yeah. Or maybe you can give your guys' expertise to the Port Ludlow drainage or the Chimicum Creek Drainage District as they tried to get going.
We have offered that to them.
Yeah. Great. Commissioner Nielsen has been at their meetings, and he's on top. He's offered, you know, his service and advice to help them get set up and started. So he's very much involved with them.
Great.
Okay. All right.
Let's see, how do I get out of here? There we go. Nice to be here with you.
Pleasure, yeah, Jim. Thank you.
Can check out, but you can never leave.
All right. Well, listen, I thought that was pretty enlightening.
Yeah, I didn't know that they could create their own system of assessments.
Yeah, that was a great question. Because I thought from what I read that that's the way it's done, but
yeah,
it can be more creative based upon the district and whatever the commissioners adopt.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, there's so all different pockets. You have to, at the end of the day, collect your budget, your one big pie. But how you split that pie up is up to you.
Well, thank you for the job you folks here.
It can be convoluted, that's for sure. I've done enough of these where I'm like, wow, we really can make these complicated. Hopefully it works.
I've never had a challenging question about the assessment, have you?
No.
Well,
no.
That's good. No.
Great. Okay, well, the last thing on here, well, not the last thing, the next thing on here is AA, the bug or the financials. And as of this month, beginning of August, we had $62,900. We have receipts of $1,168. We spent $9,900. And we transferred $524 to the investment pool. So we have an ending balance this month of, this is around $49,000. So I think we're doing pretty well. I expect in October, November, and December, probably November, December, we'll get a large portion of revenue, probably $30,000. And if you look at this sheet here, this month it changed where it talks about the government fund investment pool beginning balance at $148,000. We decided a couple, 3 months ago to have the interest that we receive on that, instead of using it into the operating fund, it would go right back into savings into the investment pool. And they set it up so it began in the month of August, and we had $524.29 to put into there. So now we have $148,524.29 of investment. So we'll get about $500 per month. And that rate as of the beginning of August was 4.13%. And I haven't seen it change, so I think we're doing pretty well right now. But I think we that.
So I'm sure, Mr. Chairman, that you have considered program that in your budget, but the possibility of new development in that RV park and also the 44 homes up by Admiralty 2. They said they were going to begin those in either 25 or 26. So if those occur, we made some adjustments to anticipate that, or
what we would do in that situation. Well, it's twofold. Wherever they develop more, especially those large sections in our district, the amount of annual revenue is not going to change by much. It would just be shared more evenly between those categories in that zone. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if we had a $100,000 budget, it's still a $100,000 budget. It's just that if you have more people in the system, they would be paying less money for residents, condominium, vacant lot. So that's how that would work. What our main focus is where Ron comes into play with Stacy on the engineering side, is to make sure that we make sure that their water is drained off the property going in the right direction to meet state and federal standards. What we want to try to do is minimize as much water as possible going into our green belt through the regular road drainage system out into the bay, I would think. So
yeah,
that's the way.
That RV park, is that just below the condominiums?
Do you know where the recycle center is?
Yes.
That road, if you drive across it, I think that's Marine View Drive or something.
I think so, yeah.
If you drive straight across it, there is a temporary motorhome park in there.
An RV park. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So people can park in it. I think people are there long term, but there's some significant short term that goes in there. It's about 50-50.
So, and you know, isn't that close to, well, they have a trail down
through there. There's a trail that goes in the back side of it that drops down into the, what do they call it?
Talking about the Ludlow Falls, right there.
Yeah, it goes down to Ludlow Falls, but there's a garden that was set up there. Yeah, Interpretive Trail, it's called.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes from the trailer park into that, which is right next to where PLA's office is.
Yeah.
Fort Ludlow Associates.
Outside Liberation.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but let's see that where we've had the board in here. Asking us to take a look at all the runoff problems they have in a condominium.
Yeah.
Is that further down?
The condominiums that you're talking about are closer, this more north.
Oh,
this
way. Right. Okay.
That's more south,
okay.
Southeast, yeah. That direction. So that would not impact them at all. In fact, if where it drains out, it probably would drain into the Ludlow Creek area. But I don't know. I'm not the engineer.
Yeah, right.
But I think once Juan and Stacy were to look at their plans, they could say, okay, this works, it doesn't work for us. So what we want to do is not be responsible for, if that becomes another HOA, we don't want to be responsible for their infrastructure.
Because we spent how much down there clearing out that ditch in the Is it Ludlow Cove?
Oh, yeah. Of,
because
the drive that's down there, we spent $5,000-$6,000.
Yeah. Because of the language in there, somehow we had.
We're supposed to maintain that.
Yeah.
And then also the same thing with the where all those homes are. Russ has to go in there and pull those caps out, those drain caps out, and clean anything that's in there. Put those back in there.
Mm-hmm.
That should be the HOA. Back to the interest, we're getting 4.3% interest. So that's what we're going. Do you have any of you have any questions? I sent you the county reports and the financial reports. Did you have any questions, Mr. Mum?
I do not.
All right, the next thing we have on here is the Administrative Coordinator Reports. Ms. Christensen.
Oh, just working on making sure we get that voter roll to the elections office by November 1st. It seems to me time just goes really quickly. So,
yeah, when you and Commissioner Cole sit down with that, please explain to him how you're getting that information and the election information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I got one from the county, and then the other one from the state of the state voter roll, and then I have to match who's a registered voter, who's not. They're not a registered voter. They don't quit. They don't get to vote.
You know,
is that how they did it? I'm sorry.
That's how they don't vote.
Yeah, we did it last.
Oh. Yeah, I was hoping the county would do it, but
okay. My
superpowers haven't worked.
And explain that those RCWs, the latter part of it talks about how that's done by us and by the county.
Yeah.
Well, whatever the county does to help us, which they're required to, we have to pay for.
Right. And I forget how much it was last year. It was like 1,000?
It was up there.
Yeah.
You should have a folder with just those invoices.
I'll look.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything else that you have for us?
No. Hope everybody enjoys their business cards.
Yeah, those came up. And
there's your scheme.
And Stacy, thank you for coming today. Appreciate that. Do you have anything that you need to address with us?
No, I don't.
That's really good.
We're in good shape.
Sounds like it.
Okay. Your daughter's doing well?
She is. Yeah. Getting 5 hard classes. So
excellent.
Making it happen.
Yes. Thank you for coming. Was there some issue that the IRS had sent something, I think it's been...
Good question. I sent a registered letter to the Internal Revenue Service. I have not heard anything back from them about our taxes. They said they never received it, yet we show in our checking that they canceled that check that was sent to them. I sent copies of it. that I am waiting to hear back. I haven't heard anything back from them. Nor has our accountant.
Yeah. But nothing we should be concerned about. It's just...
I'm not concerned because if they come after us, I'm going to refer them to you. No, I'm not concerned at all because the check was endorsed by the Internal Revenue Service. We have copies of it. And our accounting firm seems to say it's okay.
Okay. Long ice. We don't want ice here at all.
The ice won't have anything to do with it. It's the other ice.
I are you.
So that's what we're sitting on.
Yeah, okay.
So we talked about getting the second post office key.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I went to the post office, and they said that because you were gone, you needed to pick up those.
Yeah.
And they, and as well as the IRS letter, they, at the post office, said we had two keys. Do we have two keys?
I don't have two keys. I have one.
So we have to pay if we want another key. I don't know what that fee is, and I thought I'd thank you for bringing it up. I forgot all about that. So it's kind of like in your hands and these hands of how you want to handle that. And
I can give her my key. What's it cost for a new key?
I have no idea, but maybe you might want to get a second key and tell them, give us an invoice. We'll pay that. What's it going to cost? $10 to $100.
$10
Yeah, you know, whatever it is.
We might call Mary and see if she knows where that second key is. Maybe
yes, she gave me
a front office here.
Yeah, I thought she gave everything to us. So.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll go from there. Okay?
Yes.
If there's, we have to sign some documents. Do you bring documents first to sign?
Well,
the bottle gift for
that's
Commissioner
it.
Cole.
No. These are the only keys I got here. Okay. And I think that's for downstairs.
I'm just wondering if Mary. No, was that thing?
I have no idea. This is the only thing she gave me. So these are the approved minutes and the check vouchers. So if you guys wouldn't mind signing those.
And
Stacy, if you don't want to hang out anymore, you certainly
okay.
don't need to.
All right.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yes, good to see you guys. Always.
I'll reach out to you again.
Okay, good. We'll get a date. Coming up. All right.
Carpet.
Sounds good.
No, I have a few in my car.
Yeah,
stop at a realtor's thing and
just,
get some stuff.
Oh, yes.
Get some matches. So,
Kim.
Kim, and when they're gone, she'll see that she replaced them. But, yeah, thanks, Stacey.
Right, have a good one.
Thanks. They drive back.
Okay. By the way, your daughter's not studying engineering?
She is mechanical engineering.
Oh, wow.
It's simple, but you know, when she's a little kid, she would tell people on the playground, that's a catch basin. So I kind of did my part.
Thanks again. So what do you have to sign with me?
I gave them to Commissioner Cole. There's two. There's the minutes, and the last page should be the for the checks.
Oh,
so sign that page.
Oh, right there. Okay. Oh, this is it.
That's the minute she's signing.
Like what she was saying, my dad was a road engineer, and we would go on vacations, and he would take us out of the way so we could look at the bridge. We could look at and my mom's like, oh, we could have been there by now.
Today is the 11th.
Today
is the 11th.
9/11. 25 years ago.
24.
24, yeah. Do we remember what we were doing that day?
I do.
Yeah, I had to go to work.
Okay. Did you get the last page too with
yeah,
the.
I'm going to give that to him right now.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, we don't pick up the checks.
I see.
Have we officially ended the meeting?
Nope, that's what we signed.
We signed, okay. Signing of documents.
Oh, Lee, this shows $32,300. What extra was in there?
My trip to Madrid.
Okay, this meeting is hereby adjourned as soon as this young man signs that.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to need to get somebody in there. Minutes page.
I got it. Okay, all documents have been signed.
Do I have my the agenda attached to that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's right here.
You know, it's funny, the county administrator for Jefferson County came from Vancouver. You know, that's where I grew up. You know? The big school, middle school, high school, and college there in Vancouver.
And who is that?
The administrator for Jefferson County. What's his name?
Oh, the new one? Yeah, he was the director of public, director of community development. Josh. What's Josh's
last name? Oh, really? Who was the guy before him? I'm
thinking. Oh, you're talking about, he retired. We have a new county administrator.
And the guy they hired to manage CLM, or is it CLM? Office of Community Development.
Oh, I don't know who's running community development.
To replace Brian from Vancouver.
Oh, the guy here.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know anything about him.
Yeah.
Well, you would be in the know. Your wife's got it.
That's right.
Front page row.
He started, there. I think, he's got a staff that's going to meet him, I think, on the 18th or something.
Hey,
you know, the guy, I think they first were going to hire, they decided not to after their interview with the board.
Yeah.
He's. Evidently.
Answered something wrong.
Yeah, I don't, the board decided not to hire him.
I think they're doing a fine job. Everybody comes to me every once in a while to get some advice on them. Up to you guys.
Yeah.
I have
well, they, but they know who to go to with this.
Did you want to adjourn the meeting?
I did.
Oh, you did?
So you need to adjourn.
Oh, okay.
2 minutes ago.
All right. Well, I'll stop recording then.
Thank you.
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, so is Diane pretty excited that they're getting a new general manager?
Yeah, well, of course, they're all, you know, when sometimes the new manager comes in, they like to make changes. I mean, well, what else to do? Make changes.
Yeah, you know, that's...
Create a doge. do things different.
They're wrong with.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry.
Even real estate...
Yes.